This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Our story today is the story of trust. How do I trust God and what role does it play in my life? If you knew Allah was taking care of you right now as you watched this video, without you seeing the details of how and to what extent behind the scenes, how would you feel? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ar-Rahman, ar-Rahim, al-Wadud, al-Wakil, is always planning better for His servants than they plan for themselves. Allah is taking care of you more than you take care of yourself. You will not always understand how Allah's wisdom works, or His plan, or His power, or His knowledge, or His wisdom, but you need to trust in something in order to get through this life. And there is nothing more reasonable, more intuitive, and more powerful and liberating than trusting in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator and maintainer of all things. وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ وَكِيلًا. Allah is sufficient as a wakil, as an entity to take to dispose of your affairs and to put your trust in, to take care of you. And the happiest of people, generally speaking, are those who trust in God the most and properly, fully, comprehensively. That divorce, that car accident, that loss, that difficulty, that university exam that you failed, that uncertainty of the future, the test of your children or your marriage, you put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and He will guide you to what's best for you, even if you don't see how at that time. Even if you don't understand it, or you may even think it's something bad for you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you perhaps it is actually good for you. In the end, you don't know, but you must trust. Who do you trust? You trust in Allah. Wallahu ya'lamu wa antum la ta'lamun. Trust in Allah means you rely upon Him. You trust in Him. You assume good of Him, that He's always planning what's best for you. He will never wrong you. He will never treat you with injustice. He will never treat any of His creation with any kind of unfairness. وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا وَمَن يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. Whoever puts their trust in Allah, Allah will suffice you and take care of you. But most importantly, when you put your trust in Allah, a lot of people misunderstand. They assume this means before you go through something, before you start something, you're going to put your trust in Allah and you're going to receive a specific outcome. And when the outcome does not come your way, you no longer are trusting. You no longer are happy, or something went wrong. Part of trusting in Allah means you accept the outcome of matters as well, that you accept the decree that comes to you. That's real trust in God, and that's the real trust. That's a real test of your tawakkul, your trust. You can't sit back and not study for your exam, not work for your income. You need to do what you need to do. You need to do your part and leave the rest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But trust in Allah is to believe in and be content with everything that comes your way, to know that there is a better plan, that there is a wisdom in this, and perhaps reflect on some of the lessons of the past. If it was a mistake that you made, learn from it and move on. Utilize those lessons and those wisdoms and move forward with some strength and trust in Allah. Real trust is tested in times of major and minor difficulty and ease. For example, the pandemic, the global pandemic of 2020 and 2021, for instance, is a real opportunity to see how much people are trusting in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is a test of faith. And you cannot expect that you're living in this world knowing that it is a test and then not be tested for your faith. أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. Allah tells us, do people expect to be left alone to say, I believe in God, meaning I've passed my test, I believe, and then not be tested for their claim, for their faith? This is the real test. This is the real trust. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us amongst al-mutawakkilin, those who put their trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more you trust in Allah, the less fear you have of worldly matters. The more you trust in Allah, the less fear you have of future uncertainties and anxieties. The more trust you have in Allah, the less fear that you generally have, even if you find yourself facing a pride of lions, even if you find yourself in the belly of a whale, even if you find yourself at the coast of a sea with your enemy behind you, put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and accept the outcome as well. There is some greater plan for you, some greater wisdom. If you do not know the realities and the knowledge of the unseen, then you must trust in something. And as you don't have access to that knowledge, you can't trust only in yourself. You must trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that trust and optimism and that good assumption of Him and the ability to get through our trials. Allahumma ameen.